Building a new mental equivalent. It is your duty to demonstrate, and in order to do so successfully, you need to know why you should do so. Why should you demonstrate at all? Some people say, since God is all and everything is perfect, why should I seek to demonstrate divine law? Because you have to prove the harmony of being in your own life. That is why. If there were no need to demonstrate, one might just as well go to bed and stay there, or, more simply still, go to the nearest undertaker. We are here on earth to express God, and true expression is what we call demonstration, because it demonstrates the law of being. It is your duty to be healthy, prosperous, and free. It is your duty to express God to the utmost of your power, and you have no right to relinquish your efforts until you have accomplished this. Until you have excellent health and are regenerating visibly, until you have found your true place and right activity, until you are free from conscious fear, anxiety, and criticism, you are not demonstrating, and you must find out why and correct the error, whatever it is. Jesus has told us that we always demonstrate our consciousness, and Unity teaches the same truth today. You always demonstrate what you habitually have in your mind. What sort of mind have you? I am not going to tell you, and do not let anyone else tell you either, because they do not know. People who like you will think your mentality is better than it is. Those who do not like you will think it is worse. So do not ask anyone about your mentality, but examine your conditions and see what you are demonstrating. This method is scientific and infallible. If an automobile engineer is working out a new design for an engine and is going to do something different about the valves, for instance, the engineer doesn't say, "I wonder what Smith thinks about this. I like Smith. If Smith is against this, I won't try it." Or, "I won't try this idea because it comes from France and I don't like those people." Being impersonal and perfectly unemotional about it, the engineer says, "I will test it out and decide by the results I obtain." Then he or she tries it out, measuring the results carefully, and decides accordingly. The engineer does not laugh, cry, get excited, or bang the table. The idea is tested scientifically and judged only by results. That is how you should handle your mentality. That is how you should practice the metaphysical teaching. You demonstrate the state of your mind at any given time. You experience in the outer what you really think in the inner. This is the meaning of the old saying, "as within, so without." Note carefully that in the Bible, the word "within" always means thought, and the word "without" means manifestation or experience. That is why Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven, health, harmony, and freedom, is within. Harmonious thought means harmonious experience. Fear thought or anger thought means suffering or frustration. This brings me to the most important thing I want to say, namely, that if you want to change your life, if you want to be healthier, happier, younger, more prosperous, and above all, if you want to get nearer to God, and I know that you do, you must change your thought and keep it changed. This is the secret of controlling your life. There is no other way. Even Jesus could not have done it any other way because this is a cosmic law. Change your thought and keep it changed. We have all been taught this very thing since the metaphysical movement began. I heard it stated in those very words many times years ago in London, but most of us are slow to realize the importance of it. If you want to change some condition in your life, you must change your thought about it and keep it changed. Then the condition will change accordingly. All that anyone else can do for you is help you change your thought. This is what a metaphysician can do for you, but you must keep it changed. No one else can think for you. To change your thought and keep it changed is the way to build a new mental equivalent. It is the secret of accomplishment. You already have a mental equivalent for everything that is in your life today. You must destroy the patterns for the things you do not want, and then they will disappear. You must build a new pattern or mental equivalent for the things you want, and then they will come into your life. Of course, changing your thought for a short time is the easiest thing in the world. Everyone does this while attending a metaphysical meeting. The beautiful atmosphere and the positive instruction make people feel optimistic. The teacher reminds the audience of the truth of being, and each person thinks, "I believe that, and I am going to practice it." But 5 minutes after leaving the meeting, the people forget about it, perhaps for hours. The trouble with most students is not that they do not change their thought, but that they do not keep it changed. If you want health, you must cease to think sickness and fear, and you must get the habit of thinking health and harmony. There can be no sickness without fear. You cannot be affected adversely by anything if you have no fear concerning it. Everyone has many fears in the subconscious mind that he or she is not aware of, but they are operating just the same. A man said, "I entered a town in Eastern Europe during a typhoid epidemic. I did not know there was typhoid. I never thought about it. I didn't know the language and couldn't read the papers. They were printed in Greek. Yet I got typhoid. How do you account for that?" The explanation is that he believed in typhoid fever. He believed that one could catch it from others, and therefore he had a subconscious fear of it. He subconsciously knew there was typhoid around, and as it always does, the subconscious enacted his real beliefs and fears and presented him with a case of typhoid. If he really had believed that he was a child of God who could not be hurt by anything, he would not have contracted typhoid. Change your thought and keep it changed, not for 10 seconds or even for 10 days, but steadily and permanently. Then you will build a new mental equivalent, and a mental equivalent always is demonstrated. The secret of harmony and success is to concentrate your thought upon harmony and success. This is why I teach that attention is the key to life. What you attend to or concentrate upon, you bring into your life because you are building a mental equivalent. Many people fail to concentrate successfully because they think that concentration means willpower. They actually try to concentrate with their muscles and blood vessels. They frown. They clench their hands. Unwittingly, they are thinking of an engineer's drill or a carpenter's bit and brace. They suppose that the harder you press, the faster you get through. But all this is quite wrong. Forget the drill and think of a camera. In a camera, there is, of course, no question of pressure. There, the secret lies in focus. If you want to photograph something, you focus your camera lens quietly, steadily, and persistently on the subject for the necessary length of time. Suppose I want to photograph a vase of flowers. What do I do? Well, I do not press it violently against the lens of the camera. That would be silly. I place the vase in front of the camera and keep it there. But suppose that after a few moments, I snatch away the vase and hold a book in front of the camera, and then snatch that away and hold up a chair, and then put the flowers back for a few moments, and so forth. You know what will happen to my photograph. It will be a crazy blur. Is that not what people do to their minds when they cannot concentrate their thoughts for any length of time? They think health for a few minutes, and then they think sickness or fear. They think prosperity, and then they think depression. They think about bodily perfection, and then they think about old age and their aches and pains. Is it any wonder that we are apt to demonstrate the marred image? Note carefully that I did not advocate taking one thought and trying to hold it through willpower. You must allow a train of relevant thoughts to have free play in your mind, one leading naturally to the next, but they must all be positive, constructive, harmonious, and pertain to your desire. And you must think quietly and without effort. Then you will get the mental equivalent of all-around success, and then success will follow. Success in health, in social relationships, in your work, in your spiritual development.